You dickheads.
Welcome to episode 37. This one's called Ulfa's Ball Sack. It's sweaty.
Woo! Is it salty?
It's sweaty. It's salty. It's hairy. You don't want it in your mouth.
Yeah. Well, unless you're dying of dehydration in a desert and it's the only like sustenance you can get.
Well, I think I'd rather die.
David, what are we doing? What are we doing? I mean, that's probably the biggest question I was going to say in Guild Ball, but just what are we doing?
This episode, we talked to world champion Will Weinveld.
Nice.
Hunters, winning worlds, porno boat, sledge Pete a bit, talk a bit of shit. Anatomy. Yeah. The usual.
Sounds like a pretty good chat. You know, it's always nice to get a world champ on. We do like to do that. Yeah. I do believe we've got all three of them on in the past, so.
The audio's a bit rough in parts, but, you know, whatever.
Just double dodge things. Yes. I'm sure at some point you might hear like a squawking of a bird. Or maybe not. You know, you
definitely hear the squawking of Will's dishes being done in the background.
Oh, I love that. I love that. It's like, guys, I love you, but basic, you know, household maintenance needs to be maintained, and you are just interviewing me. So I'm going to do, you know, both these things at the same time.
Yeah, yeah. Look, as usual, classic double dodge, high-level strategy buried in bedrock of shit. We mine it. We mine that high-level strategy.
I like it. So do we just shuffle on in?
Yeah,
let's ever so slowly.
Yep, let's go. Let's go. You ready?
And on the line, we decided to get ourselves someone of note other than the scrubs we usually get onto double dodge. We've called in a favour with the world, or the newly crowned champion of the world, Mr. Will Weinveld. How are you, sir?
I'm pretty good, thanks. How you doing?
Very good, very good. When was the last time you were on a plane? Is it within the last 24 hours?
Nah, it was Sunday. I got back on Sunday night.
Ah, you'd be fine. You'd be hitting, like, good kind of periods of jet lag at the moment where you don't know where the fuck you are, right?
Yeah, that's getting better, but I had to go to work the next morning. It's pretty rubbish.
Oh, so you could only, like, squeeze in, you know, just the trip and a little bit more. You couldn't kind of get those extra couple of days or land on a Friday to work on the Monday?
Yeah, it just didn't work out.
And naturally, we've got my partner in crime, Mr. David Scotland, another person of note.
I'm not sure about that description.
Fair. Well, David did just get crowned the winner of the Free Cities Cup Volume 5, I believe, a tiny little vassal tournament that we run. Nonetheless, he smashed the shit out of everyone else because you weren't playing in it, Will.
Oh, well done, Dave.
Thanks. Go small or go home.
Yeah, so we thought we'd get you on, obviously, given the fact that you were the Oceania representative or the Australian champion / New Zealand champion to go over and battle it with the world's best. I guess, you know, a good starting point. What day did you kind of arrive before the weekend that was the champs?
I got there on the Thursday and at about midday, and Dave Cameron picked me up from the airport because he's pretty much the nicest person in the world.
He's a legend.
And Pete had signed me up for a tournament that started 5 hours after I landed. So, landed, went immediately to Steamforge's store and played Dave. I don't know why we did that. And then went to the guys from the UAE hired this sort of porno boat where they were all staying. Yes. So we had a mini tournament on the porno boat. It was pretty sweet.
Right.
No.
I've heard talk of this porno boat on other podcasts that would not be named. And apparently it was a bit of a sausage festival.
Well, you know, it's a damning tournament. I don't know what you're expecting.
I don't know. I think the story they were telling was that when they hired it, they were asked how many women were likely to be on the pilot boat with them. And they looked at him and said, "Are you serious?" So.
Yeah, I think that's probably the least action that boat has gotten in some time.
Right. Right.
But anyway, that was a pretty good way to ease into it. It was a Navigator's release event that we just chucked the rules out the window because they were terrible. So.
Do you like the navs, Will? Do you rate them?
I do like them. I'm gonna give them a bit of a try now. I think they're pretty decent. They're not top tier, but I think they can certainly win a tournament with them.
On a scale of 1 to Falconers, where would you put them?
Wait, is 1 good or are Falconers just like, what's
you just your scale, mate?
I would put them at fine. Fine on that scale.
I feel like we're no closer to understand where Falconers are on the scale, though.
Falconers are at the bottom, so they should be like dog shit.
Right.
And then you go up from there.
Ah, so much clarity so early in the conversation. How will we go on?
Anyway, I'm looking forward to trying them out. I think they're pretty decent.
That Dave Cameron's a nice bloke, isn't he?
He is fairly decent guy.
Yeah. He sorted me out with a baby Cena. He heard my plaintive cry on Twitter. And he leapt to action, so he can expect a package in the mail as well.
Yeah, I had to wait outside the bloody post office while he sent that. It took forever.
Oh, sorry, man. Sorry about that.
It's fine. That is possibly the best model that they have ever released.
Yeah, I can't wait. I can't wait to paint it. Can't wait to play with it. And can't wait for the extra space in my bag that it's going to create.
Yeah. Yeah, they need to do a baby version of all those massive models, don't they? Because any of them, just fitting them in, like, you know, I know they're doing, obviously, a miner's Colossus, but normal Colossus is so shit to fit in a tournament bag.
Well, I just want to point out, where are you going to fit that tank when you're going to take that to a tournament?
Oh, boom, that's fair. I want a miniature. I'm just going to get a Panzer and stick it on, like, a 50mm base. That'll be fine.
It's going to go back to the War Machine days where you go along carrying like a giant fucking suitcase and it's got like four models in it.
Yeah. Oh, they'll get there. They'll get to those, you know, those huge base models at some point, taking up the entire pitch, playing football. I'm sure it'll happen.
We were sort of discussing that at SteamCon. How does that fucking thing pass? Like, how does it interact with the ball?
Maybe it's got no kick stat. I want zero kick stat, and that you can basically just ping passes off it, like you just kick it into the side of the rust bucket and it bounces off at an angle, and you just get like some kind of random scatter. I think that would be thematic.
Oh yeah,
I'd
enjoy that.
Yeah, sorry.
No, you go ahead.
I was just going to say I don't think they brought it for the football.
Isn't it meant? I think it's meant to be a football guild. I mean, I'd possibly be more enlightened if I'd suffered for the keynote, but. We went to McDonald's instead.
Nice. So on the Friday, then, after you've had your less than porn boat experience, the Friday was the start of the LCQ, is that correct?
Yeah, that's right.
So did you head up and suss out all the scrubs that were there?
No, I didn't pay any attention to it at all.
Love it.
We played in a scramble with a bunch of good people. It was fun.
Nice. Any players of note there as well, or it was just more about getting some reps in? I was thinking you'd only bothered to play a couple of games on the weekend, but, you know, you'd only bothered to take, you know, to the four.
No, that scramble had quite a few of the world's competitors in it, I think, because we were politely asked not to play in the LCQ. So that was one of the better things going on the Friday.
Okay, nice.
So,
who asked you?
That's a good question. I don't remember. But anyway, I scrubbed out and lost to someone.
It's always good to get the losses out of the way early in a tournament when that's not for real points, though, so that's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
Fair. What were your – I mean, there's been mixed reports, and I don't want to, you know, start a sledging match, but, you know, or a starting any rumours. You were there, though. Our thoughts on the venue, I mean, given that the apologies that have been issued by Steamforged. What were your thoughts as you rocked up?
Just to get it out of the way, it was bad. The space for the gaming was fine. There was heaps of room. I didn't need to touch butts with too many other people when playing. The issues were just with the toilets and the food, really, which were pretty dire. But these things happen.
Fair.
It didn't affect my enjoyment of the weekend, but I'm glad they wouldn't be going back there.
Yeah, well.
Was there like a bare knuckle gypsy boxing fight in an adjacent part of the.
There was, yes. I mean, just British things.
See, get out. It was like a snatch.
I don't even think that's legal in New Zealand. I don't know about Australia, but I'm fairly confident it's not legal here. But
pretty sure it's not here as well. Yeah. Bring that
once
on.
You go, I'm dropping to go and watch this bare knuckle boxing match.
It was pretty damn sweet because at one point I was just playing a game. I think it was with Pete, and one of the guys who was clearly a boxer walked into the room and just looked so lost for about 5 minutes. Words don't do it justice.
What the fuck is this? I feel like I'm there, Will. You've painted a beautiful picture.
It might be the only time that he's actually had fear on his face. Like, maybe that's the only time he's been fearful for his life, walking into a nerd convention.
Punches to the head. No trouble. None of this shit, though. Yeah, I don't know. They can be formidable places. Like, the stench alone is something to reckon with. we've been to a few steamy conventions. Like I think Nats this year. Thank Christ those windows opened.
That was pretty bad.
I'm pretty sure you would have put a chair through them, Dave, had they not. So
yeah, I was a bit keyed up that weekend.
It's funny it didn't show.
Not in my results, Will. Not in my results. That's a very very relevant observation. Thank you for bringing back the pain.
You're welcome.
All right, well, the only thing that really matters here is Worlds, the fact that you won it. Any standout moments, Will? I mean, I did like when you blatantly cheated on stream and, just added some damage to the mauling to...
Thanks!
Basically, I thought that was pretty good. I mean, man's dreams.
Yeah, I mean, basically, I looked at it and I was like, well... If I do 3, she'll be alive, and if I just cheat and do 4, she'll be dead. So it was a pretty easy decision, to be honest.
We're early in season 4.
Thank you. That was a bit shit, actually. I don't know if you've watched the stream of that game. You obviously have seen part of it.
All, mate. Watched it all.
Yeah, we sort of had a bit of a politeness fight afterwards to try and wind it back. But I don't think that affected the outcome of the game, because even if she doesn't die, she's left on 1 health bleeding and can't be healed because Casket was out of range and had no momentum. So I just kill her with Theron next. It just sort of fucks up my activation a little bit.
No, you're absolutely right. I don't think it would have changed a damn thing, but the psychological damage was spectacular.
I mean, Dave took that game pretty well after his dice kind of shat the bed.
Yeah.
And it all went downhill. So I don't know if you could hear him singing quite good in the background.
Oh yeah. We started trying to work out what the song was. It was from Les Mis, I believe. So that became a real hot topic on the stream because we'd also, well, the stream had identified and Giblin and Alex had that it had all gone and turned into a shit show because you guys started clocking onto each other, I think, because the clocks got stuffed up at one point. So, it was one of the funniest games I've ever watched.
Yeah, classic, like really classy play for a Worlds game.
Yeah, but I likened it to, and I think I said this on stream or, put in chat, that it's kind of like the way your games end up if you've had a few beers with a mate at the pub and you're kind of playing and at this point, it becomes a, no, you've already done that. Oh, you're on my clock. No, we'll put it back on my clock because you've already burnt. And you just start arguing over shit like that. And it's more having fun and enjoying the game. So that's kind of how it looked from the outside.
So yeah, I mean, you don't like what you're basically saying is for a top table exhibition match, it looked like two drunk blokes.
Yes.
Right.
Well, we've actually seen that before, or at least one drunk bloke. So
you didn't fall.
I'm okay with that. I mean, and people don't really know the relationship between the players. Obviously, Dave learned to play Gilball in Christchurch with us as we were all learning. Like, we played each other hundreds of times, so it's not like he's just some random guy I just met and I'm flicking the clock away and just, you know, cheating to kill a scalpel.
Ah, okay. So you basically, it was like some vendetta that you'd had from like 100 games ago, and that's what you've dealt the extra damage. Fair.
Something like that anyway. So first round I played Nicholas. I think that's how you say his name. Sorry if I butchered it. But I think he won the Swedish or the Norwegian championship.
Swedish, I believe.
Yeah, so with Rat Catchers. That ended up probably being my closest game of the day. Got a 6-point Chaska activation to win, needing a 5 on 2 dice. You know, just good odds. Boombox Pelage.
That's brilliant. I love that.
Yeah. So I needed to boombox Pelage while engaged and then shoot an engaged goal. And he did it because it's Chaska. Yeah. Second game I played Dave, obviously seen that one. Third game I played Christian Metz.
Now, this is the one I'm really interested about because this wasn't on stream, I don't think. And this sounds like a good game because we all know Christian's a really good player.
Yeah, it was actually kind of weird because I ended up playing him the night before at like 8 o'clock at night. I just challenged this random guy to a game, and it turned out to be Christian. So we played Theron versus Theron the night before, and it was a good game, but it was boring as shit, and Pete was just sitting there complaining the whole time, which was just like Pete. And I won that one. So he picked Scartha this time. So it was Theron. I played Theron into Scartha. I lost every single roll to kick off this weekend, so I kicked off. He scored top of end of turn one, and I just tried to put some damage into the bear and set up for the turn two bear takeout, which I got with Theron. Kicked the ball out far to the left, and it sort of took Scartha out of the game for a couple of turns. And then we just faffed around in the middle while people died. But it ended up being 8-10, but he had a potential goal on the table if I couldn't kill the bear a second time with Theron. So it was quite close.
Any other thoughts on the Theron v. Scartha matchup? Because there's one school of thought that says, you know, you drop Scartha into Theron because Def 5 is a bit of a challenge.
I've noticed a lot of people, and I really disagree with this, complaining about Scartha, that she's too overpowered recently, and I don't think that's the case at all. I think they play a very different style of game. So with Scartha, you can just roll over the Theron player. that can happen if you miss all your character plays, but I think Theron plays a far more controlled game that's actually a lot more reliable. Because with Theron, you effectively control the bear fight, and so you control the middle of the pitch. And hunters are really shitty at retrieving the ball. So Scartha will score a goal, and then you just boot it up the side, and they suck at getting it back, usually. So I think Theron is better, but that's my personal opinion. It doesn't seem to be shared by many people.
But it's been proven by your actions, though. I mean, that takes us up to an interesting point, is you took Theron the whole way through, right?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah, and was it the same six each time?
No, I've got basically five guys and then a flex slot. So always take the bear, always take Minxed, and always take... Help me out, guys. Who's the other
auto Jessica from Minerva.
No, it's not Jessica.
Minerva?
No, it's not her either. Shit, you can tell him. I'm good at this game.
Start yelling things at you.
Anyway, Chaska and Zerola are the flex specs. They're the flex specs. The Chaska and Zerola.
Right, okay.
So you've got to take a Harrier, though, surely.
Nah. It's going to be Minerva.
That's not Minerva.
Have we finished Hunter's Bingo yet?
No.
Should we keep playing?
It's not Hearn. He's not even in my fucking 12.
Jake, Ulfa. No way. It's Ulfa.
Let's just move on.
And Bingo. All right.
No, let's not move on. Let's move on.
I think we've set all the models now, so you're good. No, so you bait.
Yeah, fuck it. Yeah, move on.
So we've just established the world champ doesn't know his models. That's fine. But anyway, so you took some models and pretty sure that five of them were consistent and one was the flex. And that was a flex between Chaska and Zerola, right?
I think so.
I love it.
I can tell you that Zerola was not in every game, and Chaska was not in every game.
Okay. That's also important information.
This is the high-level strategy that we as a podcast are known for.
What do you expect from the arse end of the world?
Yeah. Fair. Fair.
Where were we at?
I don't know. You were just rapping about Skarther versus Theron and how people are complaining about Skarther being OP, but she's not. She's not that OP.
Yeah, well, those people are whiny bitches.
Oh, you heard it here first. Why are they whiny bitches, Will? Justify yourself.
Well, no.
I think it's just...
She's fine.
It's what happens at the start of every new season, and any time you get a rebalance. You know, people are like, oh, shit, don't know how to deal with it. I'll work it out in time.
Yeah, I mean, there's stuff that's probably too strong in season four. I don't think Skarther's one of them. She does have a particular style of play that, you know, it can skew the game quite heavily. I mean, she's basically immune to counterattacks. She's got a really long threat range.
Uh-huh. She can throw a bear down your throat from way, way back.
Yeah, that's not a problem with her. That's a problem with Cena being ridiculously overpowered.
Yeah, see, I think that's a more valid argument.
Yeah, Cena, I think, is absolutely in need of a time down.
Yeah, fucking berserk.
Yeah.
Just so efficient, such an efficient book.
Yeah.
I think we deserve it after, as a Hunters player, having been so long in the shadows, this is our time to shine.
Yeah, but now I just feel like, you know, you just roll over people with a big stupid beer. I mean, where's the fun in that?
I don't know. I mean, I can see some fun in it for a while. I mean, it'll get boring after a while.
I think there is some counter to it, but not much. I think it's basically Corsair throwing the bear off the side of the pitch.
The problem is the bear throws Corsair off just as well, if not better. Yeah.
But it's still like a 3-0 model. You knock it down. If it gets gangbanged, it's gone. I mean, that was always Cena's problem.
Pretty much. I mean,
combined with the Skarther tempo game, I think that's where the issue really is. You know, she can get that alpha strike very easily, bottom of one, top of two, sort of thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, good times. We deserve this.
Absolutely.
Well, I'm not going to complain. I mean, you know, Cena served me well.
Sure. So that final game, you played Nursa as well, didn't you?
I did.
Yeah, he's a nice man.
He's a very nice guy.
And, you know, how do you feel after you crushed his dreams?
You know, that's kind of, yeah, sure, fine. Yep, good.
Just watching the dominoes fall one by one.
Yeah.
Listening to the Korean theme song inside your head.
Not really. It was kind of rushed because as soon as we finished, they were like, cool, got to pack up, got to get out of the venue. And I was like, oh, sweet, okay, guess we'll go.
All right.
It was fairly unceremonious.
Yeah, it's pretty weird. Obviously, they had a time frame, although I did hear that there was the whole car parking issue, so everything started late anyway, didn't it?
It started a little bit late, but that was because we all just decided to stay and have breakfast at the hotel. But you're right, there was a giant car boot sale also at the venue on Sunday, which made, you know, giant traffic lines out down the road.
Did you pick up anything?
No, just some old socks.
You can use them as a traveller to a foreign land. You know, you can never have too many clean socks, Will. You'd know this.
It's true.
You don't get to be world champion without ignoring the little things.
Exactly. So, yeah, that was it. It was good. Well, tough camps.
I guess we're done. Thanks. That was fun. Any thoughts on season four? Any sort of stunning observations that you can now make from your lofty perch?
I'm surprised you even asked that after I just, you know, failed to remember what models I played for the whole tournament.
Just trying to salvage this audio train wreck.
Very good. I quite like the way it's shaping up. I think there's definitely, I feel there's possibly more of an imbalance amongst the top tiers of guilds now. I feel that hunters are definitely top by a fair margin, followed by morticians. And then everything else is quite a bit lower, but that's not saying that those guilds can't lose to the other guilds. It's just I think that if you wanted to win a tournament, you're probably better off playing one of those two.
Yeah. Well, let's go into the why of that, because, you know, I'm always a bit skeptical about tier lists, but I'd be keen to hear your thinking. Why are hunters, morts, maybe blacksmiths, in your opinion, better than other guilds at the moment? What about them?
I think it's a guild by guild issue. The thing with hunters is not in necessarily the strength of their captain. Both their captains are very strong, and they both bring a specific style of play that's quite difficult to deal with. But all of their squaddies are super solid. I mean, you get so much value out of Minx, Cena, and Chaska. It's quite hard to compare with a lot of the other guilds. Can't keep up with that. I mean, you will have, if you've seen the last game. I lose Theron in the casket, but the Hunter's team just fights just fine without him.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. That's fair.
Morticians, I think, is on the strength of Scalpel at the moment, and whether or not people will learn to deal with that or not, I think that will remain to be seen, but she does seem quite powerful.
Yeah, I can see that. I mean, the repositioning element, the fact that she can do so much damage without that much setup is really good. I mean, she's still the same model that she has always been in some ways, in that if you tag her, she's going to melt.
She's quite durable, though. So, I mean, 4-1, 16 boxes isn't squishy.
No, it's not.
But
squishy,
you're quite right. If she gets in a bad position, she's still going to die easily.
Yeah. You know, so that... Yeah, I mean, if she's trading 6 points for two... you know, that seems all right. You know, runs a tempo game. The fact that she's got access to casket, I quite like. Because just, you know, it adds that pressure when you get the takeout.
Well, I think, yeah, that's the thing. It means she can score a goal, get a casket time, and, you know, usually in that time you've also killed someone else, and already you're staring down 10 points, and you only need one goal for that. You don't need the two. Plus, with all her reposition sets up the casket time. Yeah.
I think a lot of the issues that people were finding when playing her with some guilds, like Butchers, I know I was talking to Alex about this. He just found that, and a number of people I think found that if she's able to do what she wants, you will never get into engagement with her, and she will just pick someone off every turn.
Yeah, that seems fair. Yeah, sort of goes to that tempo game again.
Yeah, doesn't seem like fun for one player and seems like lots of fun for the other one.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
You guys would be into that.
Yeah.
Why do you say that, Will?
They're terrible people.
Oh, that's true, yes. We're real pricks. but, you know, Having said that, we're shameless about it. So thank you for the compliment. Yeah. It's nice to be recognized.
But what are your thoughts on season four? I mean, that's what really matters. I mean, my opinion is basically worthless. So tell me what you think.
Oh no, you are Guild Ball royalty forevermore now, Will. And you know, fair play to you as well. Like you were my pick to win that tournament. I thought if anybody can do it, it's Will. And thank you because I made a lot of money.
This is Guild Ball, so I know that you did not.
Well, I mean, you know, it's relative, I suppose. What are my thoughts on season four? No, Campbell, you can go first. You're an interesting man with interesting thoughts.
Yeah, that's you've really talked me up there. No, look, I think I definitely echo similar sentiment in terms of who the power, you know, guilds or teams are at the moment, and there being a gap between them and the rest of the field. I've been playing a fair amount of Alchemists, and whilst they're quite fun, they just straight up get smashed by those two teams. Unless the times that I've beaten Scalpel or beaten like Theron, it's generally when the opponent's either made a mistake or dice go bad, which isn't, tournament-wise, isn't a great place to be. Because if you're going into a tournament, you want to have the best odds. And I completely echo what Will said, that, yeah, you're going to choose one of those two if you basically want to win. It mitigates a lot of things. I think Hunters are, I don't know, I don't want to bitch and moan too much, but I think Snared plus Range Tooled Up and plus that bear and Jaska's ability to get a free boombox is just ridiculous. And it's just the combination within all of that is pretty full on. But on the whole, I think if you actually take, you know, those few models that we've just chatted about out and consider them rebalanced, the rest of the game seems to be quite balanced. You know, the rest of the guilds, I've had a good look at a few other ones like the Farmers and that, and they've got some pretty cool different stuff that you can do that's, you know, quite interesting. So I think they've done a good job. I think there's just a few outliers that maybe need a bit of work.
Yeah,
the fact that I play you, David, who plays Hunters, and it's just shit every week. So,
well, I mean, I'd make the point that I've, you know, it's my time to shine, Campbell. I can play for a little while.
Fair.
I remember that dark period in season two, getting my dick kicked in over and over and over. And, yeah. Then I played Union for a bit. But yeah, I mean, I think that's, I don't know whether it's a case of, you know, they are objectively better, or people haven't really explored other options. You know, I wonder whether it's somewhere in between. You know, and I wonder whether as season four progresses, we'll see some counter strategies develop against these, you know, these top tier guilds, or maybe it'll just Thresher all over again, and we'll just get a nerf.
I don't think that quite as overbearing as Thresher was start of Muck season three, but if you're going to a tournament and you're going to think of your plan to face Hunters, to face Scalpel before anything else, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
Probably. But you know how it is. It's like you get top-level players playing these teams and it becomes a self-perpetuating myth. So I wonder whether there's a bandwagon factor as well. Or, you know, maybe, like I know you've been playing these games for a long time, Will. You've got a good ability to analyse where the power is, so, you know, I respect the argument.
Yeah, I mean, realistically, I'd have played Hunters whether or not they were the strongest team, because they're just the one I feel the most comfortable with, and I've played the most games with by far over the last year. But it just happens that they won the roulette.
Yeah. I do agree with Campbell about the Chaska boombox. Fucking.
Yeah, I think if it went down to four damage, it would probably be okay. Four down to four range, one of the two, rather than being six and six.
Six,
yeah. Even the fact that it's free, like, I don't mind you paying for a character play that's that damage. I mean, it is probably a bit high, but it's the fact that you can get the blessing to do it that I think tips it over the top when he's got momentous two on the two, I believe.
Yeah,
yeah, so all of a sudden he puts down a trap, he boomboxes them away, you know, and then walks up again and punches them four times in a Harrier because you position one nicely for them to land in or whatever. That's a shit ton of damage.
The issue I have with it is that it really restricts where you can bring a lot of players back on, because against a couple of people, they walk people back on. You just sprint over there and shoot them immediately back off the field.
Yeah, fair. Like, if they don't jog far enough or they try to go up one of the sides quite quickly, you've just got them tagged, although...
Well, and there's a huge amount of players that come back on six health who just immediately die again.
I think this is only going to remain a problem while stocks last.
Yeah, well, they probably had a huge, huge surplus of chaskets to sell.
Just so many chaskets.
Boy, was he shit last edition.
I've got to move these chaskets, boys.
One thing I did notice, though, is that the double traps is actually really powerful.
Yeah, go on.
As in damage plus condition, or...?
Just the ability to lock down the field by chucking a bunch of traps out in front of your lines. It makes it quite hard for other teams to engage. Some teams, not all of them.
Yeah, you played one game on stream where you set up your left flank around traps, and it was some beautiful positional play, and just controlling that part of the field and limiting the options to come in, it did demonstrate the value of, you know, traps as a control tool. It's quite well done.
Just got to warn you, just don't get lured through your own traps, which happened to me.
I was about to ask that. How mindful are you of that? Or have you had the gotcha first and then now are quite mindful?
I try and play around lure anyway. So it depends what model it is. You can't avoid it all the time.
Yeah.
I mean, to some degree, getting lured through a trap is not the end of the world because it means you don't get lured as far. But... it's still bad.
Yeah, I think it's a question as to whether you've got counterplay as well after that lure, because it's a fair investment for a reposition. You know, not always the worst thing that can happen. But it's always fun if you are the lurer rather than the luree.
I think we're playing the wrong guild then.
Well, I mean, that's well within your power to change.
Yeah. You do like a bit of fish action, though, don't you? Both of you do. You've both, you know, done the old mirror match in finals of competitions, you know?
I need to make this point, Campbell. That was just about pragmatic. Yeah, that was pragmatism. I have no love of fish.
Yeah, sure. Yeah. I think you need to put in a sound of a fish in a bucket there, mate, or I can try to do it, you know, while we're on the call here. I don't know.
Right.
Yeah, fish are shit.
The worst.
They're garbage. They're trash.
Terrible.
No, they're not. They're just shit. Hate playing.
Nice. That's why Navs are so cool.
Season 3 Corsair was an abomination.
I'm just hoping the audio software doesn't cut that silence out. There's just no gap there. It would just ruin it.
So, what's the point of fish without access to momentous damage? I mean, what kind of world are we living in?
Why are we even talking about fish? Terrible thing.
I think you started it. No, Campbell started it.
I did. So, Will, if you weren't playing Hunters, and I know you've mentioned Navigators, is there any other jank or cool things that have caught your eye? Or you're not a jank and cool thing kind of guy? You're just, you know, what's sitting in front of you painted already kind of guy?
No, I've pretty much got everything. I'm thinking I might give either Alchemists or Engineers a bit of a go. I'm sure I'll just give up and go back to Hunters, but I can give it a try.
Nice. I like both of these guilds. What about them entices you there, or just different game styles?
Yeah, I like teams that don't brawl too much, so at least some focus on goal scoring. Although I played Alchemists in the Pete Williamson Memorial Scramble at Steamcon.
Rip.
They were pretty fun.
Never forget.
Yeah, I miss Pete too. And engineers just seem annoying. So,
I think the thing with them, because you've got the, you know, at least we know what the minor guild is, that's kind of on the horizon. You know, there's new fun things potentially on their way. So, although if they get pushed back, it'll be like 2027 by the time, you know, they arrive, because Nabs are still, you know, somewhere in like the China.
I took a huge gamble and pre-ordered mine today. We could take bets on when they show up.
Sure. I'm thinking 2021.
You can either pick before or after I'm dead.
Oh, before, but only just.
Okay. Fair enough.
Yeah. Also, I mean, I thought you were already. Dead inside all these years, Will. I've only met you the twice, but, you know.
Well, that's harsh.
It's the truth.
I mean, I have a sort of, I'll call it a privilege, but I'm going to use air quotations, I don't really need to prepare for any upcoming tournaments, so it doesn't really matter what I play.
That's good, man. You should use that whenever you can.
I mean, I don't mean because I'm awesome and will win them automatically. I mean because there are none.
Sure. Well, CanCon, are you coming over for CanCon this year?
Probably not going to make it this year, no.
Oh, what? Then I'm not
playing. Yeah. Aw, stand in solidarity with me. It'll be my first year in 5 years, I think, not coming over.
Man, that's really sad. How come? You just travelled out for the year, or?
Yeah, a little bit. You guys are supposed to be running a teams tournament next year, aren't you? I'll probably come to that.
Oh, okay, all right. It's not us. I think it might be the Canberra boys that are running it.
It'll be someone who actually does something useful.
Yeah, that's right. We just make this dumb video show on occasion. We'll be fucked.
I don't know, are you guys heading over to the WTC? Because we probably will be this year as well.
Yeah, I reckon I'll go back. Yep, for sure.
Yeah, definitely can. So I think we just need to do the finer points of, you know, working out the teams, and then it just whittles down to who can play forward to go, and yeah, woohoo, we're on.
Oh, man, WTC was amazing.
There's a ton.
Yeah. How'd you go at the WTC, Cam? Where'd you finish?
Me personally?
No, like as a team.
As a team. Hmm. David, hmm. I'm on your team.
Oh, fuck, yeah. Yeah. Do you recall where we ended up?
No. 8th, I think. Something like that.
Oh, that's all right.
We did all right. We actually went 4-1, didn't we? 4-1? I can't even remember how many fucking rounds. 4-1. We were just with the other bunch of scrubs that are at 4-1 who, you know, thought they could have done better but didn't. So
I don't know. I think that's a pretty impressive attempt. I mean, that gives you some sort of validity.
It does wonders for ratings of podcasts. It, you know, helps us with phrases like high level strategy. But on the whole, it was more about the event. I think the social component of our gameplay was what won out there. It was people power that kind of got us there in the end.
Man, I love the fact that everybody was giving everybody else awesome shit. Like the amount of dice and widgets and, you know, proxy bases and whatever I came back with. That was the coolest part. Just the, it was like a big swap meet. Fun.
Did you guys bring anything over, or you were just, you know, the jerk in the corner taking everything?
We took double-edge widgets and gave them to everybody.
And we'd done a custom stubby holder that had an illustration done of all of our teams, or all the players off the two teams, done as different characters from Guild Ball, and naturally Dave was the frickin' bear.
In an act of extreme prescience. Yeah, it was good.
Now, the best bit about that was when I sent you the illustration and you've gone to me, "Nah, man, I've got to be screaming like the bear roaring." It wasn't good enough that your head was the bear.
If you're going to do it, you're going to do it properly, aren't you? Yeah. That's some interesting background noise.
Yeah, sorry about that.
No, that's all right. Do you want to paint us a word picture?
Probably not.
Ooh, clowns. Clowns and cucumbers, that's what I'm going with.
Let's go with that.
Where are you? You're in Wellington, aren't you?
Christchurch.
Oh, Christchurch, yep. Yep, sounds about right.
Yeah. It's an earthquake sneaking up on me.
Right, yeah. Yeah, well, how's young Pete Williamson?
I heard you were sledging him about formerly being a good player.
Yeah, well, he's shit now. So.
Yeah. Yesterday's hero, you could say.
Yeah, it's time in the light. It's gone.
Youth is precious. That's fleeting. Yeah, I'm really sad to hear you won't be at Cancobo. I was looking forward to catching up.
Well, I'm sorry.
Are any of the Kiwis coming over? Is Pete?
Yeah, there's like fucking 12 of us. But no one that you will care about.
Oh, damn.
You guys are so brutal to each other.
I don't think anyone who's going over is playing Guild Ball. This is what I was meaning. You can possibly get me into it. Give it a shot.
All right. You really should come. We can't bear to go on without you. Why would you do this to us?
Yeah. There's some form of mirror match between you and Dave again.
Don't
I think
love
that,
your grandma. You know your pop's got cancer. Alzheimer's is forever. There's no cure for MS. Why are you like this?
We just want to touch the trophy. Bring the trophy over. We just want to see it in its, you know, glory. Did you actually like get Steamforged to buy you an extra like seat on the flight home just to put the trophy on?
No, I just stuffed it in my backpack. It was a bit awkward going through customs.
Oh yeah, what'd they say? Are you carrying around a weird satanic idol?
It's more that it's really heavy and has pointy edges. It kind of looks like a club. So,
and you said, look, it's a butt plug. It's going to be fine.
Yeah, and everyone left me alone at that point.
Anything's a butt plug if you're brave enough, right?
Well, it's a good way to get around the cavity search at customs, I find. So.
I'm already full. What do you need to look for?
It's clear.
Fuck. We've been doing this podcast for a while now. I feel it may be a game of diminishing returns at this late stage.
I can't remember. When did we last talk about something Guild Ball related that was actually, you know, worthwhile? Yeah, it was like 20 minutes ago.
We did on this episode, did we?
Did we?
I don't know. No.
We briefly touched on what we thought was good in Season 4. I mean, I think that's probably where it ended. But that's okay. That's all right.
I mean, one thing I do want to call out is that the community for Guild Ball is amazing. Everyone's super nice, super good to talk to. And I think it's definitely the best community I've sort of experienced out of the games I've played.
Yeah, I agree. WTC was a really, it was a great exercise in that, you know, just seeing it firsthand. We're lucky. We're blessed. I blame Giblin.
Good old Emerald Arts.
As community leader. I mean, he's doing a great job. What other platitudes can we spew about the Guild Ball community? Nothing? Okay.
I think that's for themselves. That's why we just left that awkward silence there.
Oh, okay. Sorry, I misunderstood. No, come to CanCon. We've got business to finish.
Yeah. The deciding game?
Maybe. Or I just thought maybe we could actually, you know, take you out to dinner and spend some quality time together. Rekindle that romance that we started over the summer.
Well, I can just do that at WTC. It'd be fine.
Yeah, but
have a romantic dinner in a European city.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God, my ovaries. It does sound pretty good, though.
It does. I'm not kidding.
Yeah, no, that sounds awesome. I don't know. I feel like we're at that stage in a new season of Guild Ball, and maybe it's because the game's been running for a while now, where, you know, it's little tweaks around the edges. The core game is still just as solid as it always was. You know, you get these slight variations with new minor guilds and changes to teams and slight rule changes come the start of a new season. But, I mean, what is there to talk about? What is there to talk about anymore?
I don't know. I'm pretty excited to try out some new stuff. I'm quite excited for this season.
Yeah. The old driller killer. Massive drill. Get drilled, Will.
Sure.
Yeah.
I'm going to pick up Farmers this weekend, though. I think there's something there. I think there's this weird kind of Alpha Strike kind of cool thing you can do to people with them. So.
Bit of the old Thresher jank, you think, Gavin?
Bit of Thresher jank, yeah. Bit of fun. Momentous too.
You have to prove me wrong because I think they suck.
Oh, I think most of them suck. I think there's some interesting interactions that you can create. And hey, look, talk to me in a week, and I'll probably just tell you you're right. I could do that now, but I don't know.
What if you
played them at the start of season four? No, you're good. I played them at the start of season four, and I just got rolled repeatedly, but I could be terrible.
I think we've proven that you're not terrible. What were you playing? What models? Because I think Grange is trash.
Yeah, I think Grange sucks as well. Thresher, Plowman. I think I played Millstone and Bushel and someone else. But it was a couple of combinations of people. But I quite like Wendell. He seems pretty decent now.
Huh? Really?
Yeah. He's like a ghetto beer.
But you said it there, ghetto bear, right?
Hmm.
Like if his damage track was the same, I'd be hearing it. I mean, it's kind of the same, I suppose.
But this is the same.
It's 2-3-2 with a Guild Ball 4-5. So it's pretty similar. I think the big thing is that you've got to get the Berserk attacks off. To get any value because he's a 1-2 influence cap, right? So you got to get the 4 attacks. Otherwise, it's just like, meh. I just 2-0 is just shit. I just can't even look at a model like that. 2-0.
I had him get one rather by Vetsender. It's pretty sad.
Well, there you go. There's another model that's at the top end of the curve there. But yeah, I can see that happening. Actually, you wouldn't even care about momentum at that point. It's just like, yeah, no, I'll generate none for you except the one when I kill your model.
If there's one team I could be fucked playing, it would be Blacksmiths. I think they're kind of fun.
Yeah, there's some cool jank there. They haven't really changed that much, have they? I mean, you know, I haven't bothered to listen to too many podcasts.
But I do think
Sledge got pretty good about.
Sledge is nuts. I did hear that. And did Burnish take a bit of a pushback on the range AOE kind of setup?
It just became damage two, but his reinforced plating got better in my opinion.
I'm quickly looking it up. I agree with that. Yeah, they look like a bit of fun. But I mean, you know, at what point do you just try to play all the models?
I don't know. Is that a rhetorical question?
I don't know, is it?
I don't know. I'm asking.
Yeah, and I think rats look pretty cool, barring my initial complaints about no more snack digger. I actually really like the look of the rats.
I really enjoy playing them.
There's something just funky about Piper and Squeak. And basically, the way Squeak interacts with Graves is something I was looking for anyway, so that's kind of cool.
I quite like Bonesaw. I love
that. He's really solid now.
Yeah, they've worked hard on him. They've made him good, finally. Again,
I mean, it took stocks 4 years.
Took 4 years. Yeah,
actually,
anyone
one
with...
Thing, one thing I do want to ask you, though, Will, what do you think of Ulfa? Ulfa Mark II?
He got like 5 buffs, but he still never makes a team. He's just really, really awkward because you can go into someone and he can tackle the ball and then he always gets wrecked by a counterattack because it's fucking 4-0 and then he just fails. Like, I'd rather have a Grek.
Yeah. I think it's just like you've got so much power and such limited slots that you've just got way better options earlier in the roster before you get to him.
Yeah, I just don't even take a 12 with Hunters. It's not, but there's just a number of models you will never use, I don't think.
All for 2020, maybe.
I feel so bad because They obviously, they tried to give him love and he's just still not good enough.
Yeah, he's just a bloody, he's just a fairly basic striker in a utility team. I think the great thing of Hunters is they've got amazing flexibility and always pretty point and click.
And his playbook is terrible.
It's got worse, hasn't it? I'm looking at it now. Didn't he have a moment?
He lost the tackle dodge, was the thing.
Yeah.
Now he needs to wrap to really do anything.
He's got to wrap to the two column, though. The tackle's on the two. So it's not even just like wrap to the one to get the. I guess you could wrap to the one to get the dodge, and you've already got the tackle. But if you want like a double dodge, really. Nah.
All day, Campbell, all day. You're wrapping all day.
Yeah. 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 I guess you tag 6, 10 dice. Yeah, it's still such a waste. You can see so many cool models that you take out of room.
Alternatively, you could just charge the same target with a grit, and then you're looking for the 3.
Yeah. That's right. Yep. Or you could just run with it, Max.
Well, you're doing that anyway, so.
Do something good. Live the dream. I'm hoping we get a vet Ulfa at some point and he's in like a animal form. That'd be cool.
I like that. They should eventually basically try to get the whole, like, so you can get to an entire animal team.
Yes.
That would be cool.
I think that he should just be a steam engine.
Oh my god, that's visionary. How did you come up with that? What do you know that we don't know?
I think it was just the natural progression of the game. Is that Alpha turns into a steam train.
Oh my god.
It's like a weird transformer.
It's like, I was going to say, like, if they had all the animals, they could do a Voltron, but I think Will's gone one step better there. Like some kind of steam powered Voltron. Yeah, no.
Let's do it. Perkins, if you're listening, you're welcome.
I don't even think he makes the ball bag for the Voltron. Like, I don't think like that even works.
Oh,
<there.
laughs> I think you could be right. Yeah, that's very observant. Design goals, man. Design philosophy.
Someone who's good at art has to make that a thing.
Shit. So what did you do on Wednesday night? Here, listen to this. Good times.
Well, I was just looking at his, you know, the Merc, and he basically walks around it. So, you know, that's basically where it goes. Oh, you guys, Kiwis, you guys have possum Merkins, don't you, floating around?
Probably.
Oh, yeah.
Can't say I personally own one.
Yeah, no, definitely. I've definitely been in a souvenir shop and seen some possum fur Merkins floating around, even nipple warmers as well.
I'm pretty sure I do own those.
So, yeah.
That's a weird thing to describe your cats as. So, there you go. Apropos of nothing. Ulfa's ball bag, that's the name of this episode.
Yeah. I'm already working on the sketch here. It's looking good. Yeah. Just trying to work out how he bonds with the rest of the Voltron, though. Yeah.
Right, are you in CAD?
No, I'm just freeform hand drawing this at the moment.
All right.
I would have thought by way of his tank, right?
Yeah, I like that.
He just tucks his legs up and wraps himself in his cape.
Boom.
Just fucking doubles up on himself. Oh, that's great. Yeah, good stuff, Will. You must be a world champion or something. Good at this. Yeah. Anything else to talk about, or are we gonna call it a night?
Shoot this ball bag in the.
How long have we been going for? Let's have a look. We have been recording for just over an hour. so that's not bad.
About 25 minutes too long.
Yeah, it's going to be a real editing job. Or maybe I have to get it raw.
Ooh.
Run that risk.
Yeah.
I think Singled Out like to do that with their Knights episode, and you end up talking, or someone ends up talking about someone's sister, or I don't know.
I remember I used to listen to the old News on Minis podcast about War Machine, and the original ones were 5-6 hours long.
Yeah, they were so long.
They were great when I had nothing better to do.
Yeah, I'm just thinking, like, how could anybody be fucked recording that long?
It's impressive. Hats off to them.
Yeah, well, thank you for that.
Yeah.
Figured it was rhetorical. Was it not rhetorical?
Well, not now.
We are trying to do a radio show here, and I mean, as an audio format.
I was hoping the editing software was going to jump in there.
The editing software is me, mate. It's me going fucking cut, paste, delete.
Why didn't those dickheads say something about them?
And here's the thing: when you record, Will, lots of empty silence. It's like it's like the inside of his mind is a gray, like, purgatory, and you can really get a feel for it in those silences.
I don't like talking.
Yeah. Mm. It's always going to be a challenge. I mean, I'm just impressed you've lasted this long, mate.
Yeah. I smashed a couple of coffees beforehand, so now I'm just going to be up all night.
Fucking champion. Any parting Guild Ball related thoughts, Will?
No.
Oh, hello, Campbell.
Davis, you are one sly monkey.
You didn't know this was happening.
No. My comedy routine usually has to be prepared for such an eventuality.
I disagree. I think you're a natural.
Fantastic. We are on the road again.
How long's it been? It's been fucking ages. Oh, my God,
it has. It has. It's a quick shout-out to all the fans that... we love to do a bit of carball and even, a bit of double dodge action, but I just felt like I needed to travel and we just took a hiatus for a little bit of time.
Yeah, so I think we put out something after WTC.
We did.
Like that that Alchemist's reveal.
Mm-hmm.
But we didn't actually talk about WTC at all.
No. Which had some amazing experiences go along with it too, from what I hear and experience myself.
Yeah, chief of which was you flying to Poland for 3 days.
Oh, my fucking Lord.
And never leaving that hotel.
Oh, it was just the most bizarre experience. Almost as bizarre as the bartender's ability to pour a beer or lack thereof. That was something to behold.
Mate, that guy was deeply underprepared for his job.
Like, if you were going to have a picture in a dictionary... to describe zero fucks, that was it. Because the look on his face was like, I don't want to be here. There's a bunch of stinky, like, nerds wanting beer and not happy with half a, like, cup full of head.
Yes.
Of beer.
it's an important distinction.
Yeah. Now, WTC, it was fucking amazing. I highly recommend anyone who has the opportunity to do it to fly over. We are strongly encouraging the Kiwis to get over there, especially now that they are forced to be reckoned with.
Yep, and congratulations to Will.
Will, Wallaby Will, Australia's own, took out Worlds. That was pretty awesome.
Man, I've said it to his face, so I'll say it on radio. I love that dude.
Yeah.
Like, so skilled and so humble.
Yeah, absolutely. A top bloke. I think we even said that after Nats, like when we had a chat to him. Like, the Kiwis that came over, they are all really good guys. Great Guild Ball players in that the miniature Shark Tank that, you know, with the three-man meta that's got going on over there.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, good on him for winning Worlds. You know, you got to fly, you got to be jet lagged, and then you got to somehow pull out four games in a row. So against like top-notch
players.
Oh mate, he had to play Mets. He had to play.
Had to play Nursa.
Yeah,
Yeah.
Shout out to Nursa too, making the final. Mate, I feel your pain missing fucking shots at goal. Sucks ass, I'll tell you. I think that was pretty disappointing. That would have been an epic game had that one gone in, I reckon.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, so that was quite a nice weekend watching all those games.
That was awesome.
I've just cracked open a road beer.
I know. Yeah. So basically I'm just like freestyling it here and
you're driving in every sense here. Yeah. But go back to WTC.
Yeah.
Eighth? Yeah.
Pretty impressive for a bunch of scrubs who were gonna get smashed apparently. Yeah.
Yep.
We
pulled it out, 4-1 record. So that was good. There was only one team with a 5-0 record. Mm. And then there was a bunch of dudes who went 4-1 on strength of schedule.
Yeah, well, and also our win-loss was pretty good. That put us above a few of those as well. And, you know, and the round that we actually went down, even though it was the first round, so it would have completely changed or dictated who we played in the subsequent rounds. It came back down to my shitty dice rolling, shooting a goal. So, you know, you take that out, I think we had a pretty good tournament all up.
Yeah, it's been covered a bit, right? Like, other people have done WTC podcasts, and we're kind of late to this party, but...
Yes.
Number one, fuck you, don't care. Number two, it's worth saying that, like, everybody who was there was just amazing. Yeah. It's easily the best tournament I've ever been to.
Yeah, absolutely. It was a really friendly atmosphere, and I think that the nature of such a singular kind of a one-on-one game to then put it in a team environment, I think, was really good. Like, you had that situation where you had your teammates, it was more camaraderie, and then I think that kind of then transcended into, you know, the conversations you had with other teams and that mateship that kind of went on. So, yeah, it was really impressive. I mean, you know, as far as Australia was concerned, there was one team of, you know, six guys, basically. It wasn't two teams of three.
Exactly.
So, it was bloody awesome. So, once again, I'd say if you can get to it or you have the opportunity or even just go check it out because it's near you and you live in Europe, go check it out.
Yes. Mm. Yeah. Oh, man. It makes me sad I live so far away.
I know. Any highlights?
Highlights were the games themselves because I've never played that many games in a row at such a high skill level, like having opponents of that consistent skill level. Mad shout out to the French guys who we played. They were lovely. Yeah. Who did we play in the last round?
The Swedish team won, I believe. I had Niklas, the Swedish champ.
Right, I reckon we
Mr.
played.
Mr. Rats, or is that right?
We were on different teams, I forget. Anyway, the last game I played of that tournament was easily one of the best I've ever played. And the guy I played against, I can't remember his name, so I'm sorry, but such a gentleman.
Yeah, no, that was the thing. Like, I don't remember any of our games. There was no hostility at all. Probably the only barrier occasionally was language, and that's because we speak English funny, and most of them speak as a second language. So,
yeah.
Beyond that, you know, a good amount of gesticulation and grunting, and we kind of got there, really.
Yeah, it all worked out in the end. One French guy, one of the French guys I played, we had a moment of mutual frustration over the language barrier, and I'm like, yeah, this is hard. He's like, maybe you should speak French and play. It's like
fair sleeves.
Yeah, fair play, mate. Fair play.
Oh man, the French guys were fantastic. I had a great game there as well, and even a good chat. I think it was Fabian afterwards. He was an absolute champion. Had a good chat to him, I think, after the final day. But yeah, no matter who you met and who you chatted to, it was really good. And that was the kind of cool part about it, where, you know, every breakfast and every meal that we had, it was just this open, you know, tables of 10 or so. You'd just go sit down to, you know, next to a guy you've either played or you've chatted to, and you just get to know, like, a different bunch of guys.
Yeah, just everybody was up for a chat. It was awesome.
Yeah, so, no, really good sense of community.
But that was the most surreal environment, right? Like, to get out of the airport, walk a bit down the road, end up in this hotel, which was basically... It was the most surreal thing, not leaving that place. And it being, you know, a kind of Eastern Bloc country, it had that real flavour to it. But they did well. They looked after us.
No, absolutely. Food was great.
Food was great.
All the Polish guys were fantastic. We did play Poland at one point. Had a fantastic game there as well. I think I ended up playing against the guy that took out the second or third place in the painting contest.
Oh, yeah.
And has the sickest kind of Pirates of the Caribbean converted fish team.
Dun, dun, yeah. Dun, dun, dun.
Oh, mate, so good, so really good.
Yeah.
And that was another cool part about it. You got to really see, you know, different play styles, different models, stuff that you don't, you know, consistently go into the same club. Like, you know, I'm a big fan of Ellie, but for fuck's sake, stop playing Shark. Like, you know?
Yeah. Mm. Well, I think my favourite round was playing the Strictly the Worst guys.
Ooh. Do we recap that? I think they have recapped.
They did recap it.
So I think maybe we tell a story from the other side. To start it off, though, I want to say that, like, I got to play Pat. Pat's a top bloke. Had a great time. I think we chatted to Zach a bit. Didn't get to chat much to Vince. But on the whole, like, top blokes. I think I kissed Pat at some point on the cheek.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah. There's possibly photo evidence.
Yeah.
And once again, you know, speaks to bonding of uniting communities in different matters.
Yeah, yeah.
So they got smashed first night. We had them first round day two. And I think a few other things went on, but basically they rocked up late, which was a weird one, because in a normal tournament, you basically, the TO will just start the clock. Because the match-up process has to happen with WTC, we were kind of asking them, well, what happens here? We didn't know. In the end, I think they started clocks, and then we paused them when they, you know, the team rocked up. So there was a little bit of a clock advantage, I think 10 or 12 minutes, depended on, you know, who touched which one.
Yeah.
And we paired up. I got Pat, champion. He was hungover as all fuck, possibly still drunk. We proceeded to have a really funny game. I pushed my clock advantage as much as I could and then managed to make one error at the end, and he basically won it on the very last activation, clocked out.
Yeah.
So massive kudos to him. How'd you go? You took Zach, is that
right?
Yeah,
Zach and I played the Theron Mirror. Great dude. Like, first of all, probably one of the nicest blokes I came across that weekend. Played the Mirror. He's obviously down on clock. We traded evenly, then he went for a goal run, and he missed his goal. And at that point, it was kind of like, all right, you know, how do you get back in this game when your clock's about to expire?
Yeah.
And he sort of just, you know, we shook hands, and yeah, I can't speak to Tobias's game with Vince, but I can speak to the fact that rocking up on time is the first important lesson in clock management.
Look, I've chatted to Tobias a bit about that, because we caught the same planes back, or at least the first one to Dubai, so we chatted a lot about WTC and recapped a lot.
Oh yeah.
I didn't obviously see the game, I was right next to it, but based on the way he told it, I don't think clock had anything to do with how the game was finishing.
All right.
But I mean, you know, I wasn't there, so I can't speak. Like, that's...
Yeah,
know,
but you could just... You could sledge indiscriminately.
I can. But...
Are we going to take the the high road here?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, all right.
All right.
No, we won't do that. But they were top blokes, so I managed to get us... I think we all got a set of Pat Van Valley's face.
Yeah, it was Strictly the Worst proxy bases.
And we did also acquire something else from them.
Yes, but the chlamydia's gone now because I had some... Like, I went to the doctor's as soon as I got back.
Yeah, fair.
Zach Gray. Wash your nethers.
You nasty, nasty man. Wow, yeah. It was a loose weekend, I tell you. So loose. I'm not sure, has any podcast actually covered the fact that the Germans are just straight fucking drunk and
fucking
nuts?
Maniacs, man. the best.
Yeah.
But also terrifying.
Yeah. So Timmy, we all know Timmy is a drunk. And, you know, further evidence to this was what happened at Worlds. But Timmy managed to get drunk, try to tackle or be tackled by someone. And dislocated a shoulder. And the first I heard was Martin going, Campbell, things aren't good. I'm at hospital with Timmy. I think he's broken something. So,
no biggie.
Yeah. Man, I'm a big fan of Martin. He's like the godfather of the Germans. He watches over them all, makes sure that all the idiotic things they do, they come out barely alive.
But not dead.
But not dead.
On the right side of dead.
Yeah. Well, didn't Alex, was it Alex that had his front teeth knocked out? He ran into something? I don't even know what happened there.
I think he got elbowed in the face.
Well, I think there were about three or four stories there. I'm not sure which is the best one.
I heard he tried to bite a rock.
Yeah, okay. I'm down with that.
Mistook it for, like some kind of Polish food or something.
Yeah, so Alex, I hope you ended up getting two, like, silver teeth put in, mate.
Yeah.
Or something there.
But, like, it's like you'll never be able to fully explain to somebody what it was like to be there.
No.
It was a weird, surreal, drunken, amazing experience.
Yeah, and I think like any con, you get away from it, you're disappointed you're not there, and straight away you're thinking, how the fuck do I engineer my way back into this one?
Exactly. Well, I've already got the tick to go in 2019.
Nice.
The missus said, yep, that's fine.
Yes, that's the tick number one. Number two is getting approval, but I think your ranking within Australia will easily get you on the team.
I've made a huge assumption. No, you're right.
I can't see. Well, and also given where we come from, financially, you know, financial viability is also part of it. So
yes,
yeah, that often helps the makeup of the teams. But yeah. No, I'm super keen. I'm basically trying to line up another marathon about a week out from it, so I can do that, take the family, justify it, the wife can come, do that, and then we just nick over and do WTC at the same time because we're already in Europe.
Yes,
that's a great idea. This thing.
Particular shout out to Andrew Jones. I mean, we shout these motherfuckers out all the time, right? But Jones is enormous.
He's
enormous.
He is ridiculous.
Both in size and in heart.
Yeah.
He's a lovely bloke. And it was amazing to finally meet him.
Yeah, Andrew Jones. I mean, you know, on that train of shout-outs, you know, Jason.
Jason Mountain.
The crazy-ass mountain. I think we almost blew up the world or ended it at some point by having him and Jesse Heiss both drunk at the same time in the same room.
That was
something to behold.
I set a watch on my phone to see, like, I was trying to time when they might start fucking. And luckily that never happened, because those babies would be terrifying.
But are you sure?
Well, you're right. I guess we don't know what happens after hours.
No.
I went to bed at some point.
Jesse woke up pretty drunk still.
Yeah.
James Long, champion. Jared McGraw, had a good chat to him. Like, all these dudes, it was so good. Especially
Beeston.
Beeston, yep. Wow, yeah, Beeston and Jared had a pretty tense game at the end of...
That was fucking amazing to watch.
That was pretty good. It's pretty full on, though, when people are all standing around watching your game and then, you know, how it ends and the gasps.
Yeah, it's a real indication, though, that, like, there are a bunch of countries that can play Gilball at a very high level.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you got some awesome players across the world.
Yeah, absolutely. No, it was fantastic. So can't wait for the next one. Belgium, apparently.
Yeah, I'm in, man.
Yeah, chocolate beer. Let's do this.
Yep. So now I just have to raise the funds. Maybe we actually should do that calendar.
I think we've talked about it for at least a year. We are coming into the end of the year, so it's good timing to actually do the calendar.
You could have Jesse doing multiple months.
We could. I think what we do, actually, this is really easy. Really good. Also easy. I look at some of the Photoshop work that we've had for our cover art. Maybe some Perkins action, but maybe, you know, that's only some of it. That's the teaser, and we do a bit of work on some of the other famed personalities of Gilball.
That'd be great.
And we'll put them in there. Because Perkins as a fireman is pretty hot. I won't deny that it arouses me.
I gotta say that that Perkins and Giblin Top Gun Photoshop effort, the best, my favourite.
Oh, I love it.
And there's been a few good ones. Timmy has the Aerosmith.
Oh yes,
Photoshop.
Love it in an elevator. Can't even say.
Love it in an elevator. Yeah.
Love it.
Yep.
I even hit up Giblin during the Worlds, asking for his permission to basically have like Giblin dice with his face on the six. I don't think I got approval there, but I'm not sure. Like, my legal team's still working on it, whether I can still push that through and
that's
sell it to raise funds.
That's very disappointing.
I know.
I'm disappointed.
Yeah, I expected more from Giblin.
Yeah.
Mm.
How's that community support?
Yeah.
I have more questions than answers right now. All of them accusatory.
Yeah. Brilliant.
Well, we're just about here. Are we gonna jump back on this shit show afterwards?
Oh, we'll try.
Have a chat down the hill.
It's gonna be awesome. Should have brought another one for you for the way down. We could have somehow found ice for it.
I'm an idiot.
And we'll just go into the boat load for you. That'll be fine.
All right. Easy obligatory down. Wang.
Yeah.
Wang, 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 wang. All right, Campbell, we're back.
And hunting them. What? We're back? Again.
Yeah.
Do you
want to talk about how you're a jammy fucker?
You want to tell the story. It was glorious.
I don't want to tell the story.
I can't even remember the game. That's how excited I was at the end of it.
It's like Campbell doing Campbell things.
It was basically, the synopsis is you towed me for most of that game, and then I managed to set up a situation where I just needed to hit... who was it off to the side? Shoot down Fahad, who lost a bit of condition damage. I was playing Smoke Alchemist. Shoot him down, rolling at fives to get the one momentum I needed, or a second one, because you'd played offside trap, to then get the janky goal. And naturally, I just nailed all that shit. That was easy.
I thought I was being so clever, but I hadn't reckoned on your ability to roll fives. So I guess I'm the idiot here.
Yeah, fair.
What an idiot.
No, you did. You basically towed me. It's not a matchup I really like. Alchemists into Hunters, that's bloody hard. I did make the mistake of... I took Decimate, and for a momentum vending machine, I thought, oh, I'll go into the bear, which worked. I generated a heap of momentum because I got the 1,000 cuts. And then Decimate proceeded to then vend or distribute more momentum than she generated.
So yeah.
The plan didn't go well there.
She was like a bad guy in Scott Pilgrim when he kills them and they like turn into a shower of coins.
Absolutely.
Yeah,
absolutely.
That's good. It's good.
So, no, it was a good game. What was it? 12-11? 12-11. Oh, yeah, because you'd sniped out Flask. You also managed to, in dice rolling news, miss a three dice boom box at Flask to kill him.
That was
some quality range.
Old Chaska problems for new seasons.
Oh my god! Bonus timer.
Yeah. I didn't bonus timer. I thought that I'd be able to get it with three dice.
Oh yeah, fair. It was just three dice, wasn't it? Well, there you go. I mean, there's your problem.
That's my problem. What a fool.
It's like missing a three dice attack.
Oh, that was good. That was a good game. It was good fun.
Yeah, it was good to see a few guys out there as well. So then I got a game with Pat, and geez, Kraken's okay. Played into some Corsair and shot down Kraken. Used up all my luck on the game before against you, because then I was just trying to shoot Corsair down with smoke. Got the conditions up, missed him twice at threes. So,
threes.
If he was def five, I would have hit him every single time.
Yeah, threes are hard to hit.
Yeah. So. Yeah. But that was good. Kraken's Gravity Whirl plus, I've forgotten the rules name, but where you've got to attack him if he's engaged, if you're engaging him.
Oh, cool.
Is pretty brutal. So I had Sakana lined up with Decimate, and then he came in with Kraken and just said no. And then it becomes a real struggle of trying to get away. Because you essentially want to get on the opposite side to the other models so that the Gravity Whirl just knocks you into whoever you want to attack.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eat my well. So did Pat squeak it out? Or?
He did. Oh. He smashed me in the end, yeah. I probably spent too much time shooting Corsair down and missing, because I eventually got him and then got the goal, and then he managed to kill Vitriol, who got my goal, and he killed Calculus and scored a couple of goals, and that was it. So, yeah.
Yeah. Sounds like a good game, though.
No, Pat's a good bloke. He's, I like him. And
rude.
He's, you know, when someone's at that corner, they've tipped over the curve and they're starting to really, really get it and play really hard. So
it's what you want, man.
Yeah, none of the cheap tricks work on him anymore. It's fucking sad, really.
But you've actually got to play a proper game.
You've got to play Guild Ball now, yeah.
Right. That's good.
Yeah, man, he's a dude. Yep. How about yourself?
I played Alex, who is on his second game with Rat Catchers. I think his second proper game with Rat Catchers.
That's rough.
So he's trying to get his head around them. And, you know, it was one of those games where I wanted to play some... You know, I had some Union, so I just played Union. Played some Vet Rage. And basically got 12 points in one turn. So...
I That's a bit savage.
Yeah, Vet Rage took out a wounded Miasma, so she was on like 2, and then Skulk from 13, and then later in the turn I had set up Gutter so that she'd be able to Scything Blow off of a knockdown snared Scourge with a couple of crowds, three crowds, no. My gang up. So he was a Scything Blow, you know, Scything Blow machine, so I killed Pelage, killed Scourge, then went for a little stroll to kick a goal.
Just Gutter things.
But then we had a chat about, you know, positioning and moving the ball back and not, you know, when you're taking a kickoff, finding ways not to allow Miss to take the ball off your strip and send it back. You know, just kickoff techniques, how to use Reverie, you know, all that stuff that people need to get their heads around when they're starting out.
Yeah, because I mean, as far as entry level guilds, rats probably aren't the easiest.
They're pretty tricky,
but I think once you get them, then, you know, you'll be able to play quite a few guilds, you know.
Yeah, I think it's like anybody who, like, if you pick up Morticians as your first team, you got a hill to climb.
Yeah.
Or Hunters as your first team, you got a hill to climb. But once you get on top of that hill, you'll have fundamentals down.
Yeah. Well, no, he'll do alright. He's a Malifaux player, I think. From memory, a few of those other guys have crossed over quite well, and, you know, Lachlan's played pretty well, I know, coming across. So.
Yeah. Oh, it's just nice to see some people out and about.
Yeah.
Crumble.
And you just crushing the community and killing the meta.
You crushed me tonight, mate.
You crushed me
with superior dice rolling technique.
Your hopes and dreams. Oh, I love it.
I have no hopes anymore.
I think it was after, like, missing, you know, the one dice, the blind, and then the AoE, and just kept rolling ones at the start. I think that was the balancing.
Got it all out.
Exactly. Yeah. I changed my wrist technique. Went for the backhander.
Ooh.
Yeah. You know, some would say that it's, you can be a bit rough that way, but sometimes I like it that way.
Well, I certainly did not like it that way. How dare you, etc.
Yeah.
So yeah, no, it's good. Good night. Have fun.
So we've got the Vassal League potentially wrapping up. We've got a few more, maybe one more round. You had a nice game against Mr. Edwin Lambeck the other night.
Yeah, it was a corker, man.
He was a legend of the Canberra community.
Yeah, he's a man with this ability to enthuse people for playing games. I don't know how he does it. He's just a very charismatic guy.
Yeah, he is. He's fantastic. He was on the other WTC side, so he's a champ.
Yep.
Really good player.
This fucking tank, that bloke. I love him.
Exactly.
No, it's just like, it was one of those games where it was so tight. And, you know, when you're playing at the very edge, you know, yep. You're sort of at the edge of your ability. It's like, all right, cool. And every time I play it, it's a game like that. It's like, it's going to be a hard game. It's going to be interesting. You're going to have to get a bit creative.
And lessons will be learned.
Hearts will be broken.
Mm. No, I definitely felt like there was some kind of digital love afterwards. I mean, I don't know. I shut off and stopped watching. There might have been some digital love. Who knows?
There was. Yeah, there was. We webcammed.
He got you in a choker hold and just slowly patted you to sleep.
It's like, now it's my turn to win.
There's something wrong with us. Yeah. It is getting late. Two games in a night.
Yeah, man. Yeah, it's like 20 to 11. Quite late. I'm very tired. I've had a long day.
Mm.
Yeah, no, it was good, man. Good. Good games. Good to be back in the car.
Yeah, I love it for some car ball action.
Flaming shit, honestly.
It is.
Yeah.
Did you pick up any Steam Forge stuff from, or get some mates to pick up anything from
Worlds? I did. David Cameron, the nicest man. Well, one of the nicest men in Guild Ball, alongside Charles Nursa.
Yeah.
He picked me up a baby Cena.
Oh, boom.
And he's posted it for me. So he's got a special surprise coming. Oh, gonna send him something nice.
We are. When they get here, eventually.
No, I'm gonna send him
you're sending him yours.
My personal collection.
That have been rubbed on your nuts. Nice.
Yep, always.
Yeah, I said that to Andrew the other day about, it doesn't roll that well, you know, I forgot to rub it on my nuts, and he thought that was a bit weird, but, yeah, obviously that's just how we christen things in Australia, or a double dodge, I'm not sure.
They've got this. They've got these grand delusions of empire still. It's like, oh, that's not proper. No, man, it's proper.
Why they go and, you know, exit the world and hide in a corner? Fair enough.
Apparently the sun does set on the British Empire these days.
Yeah. I could go on a week.
Oh, fuck, man. Like, in lieu of actual content.
Yeah.
Just talk shit.
Yeah, absolutely.
I think we've hit that wall.
I think we have. Do we wang it out?
Always, mate.
Yeah. Wang.
Welcome back, David. How was your suckling on Ulf's balls?
It was okay. My tongue is like when you sit in the bath for too long and your fingers get wrinkled. That, but my tongue.
Mm. Mm. Like a newborn baby just suckling. Yeah, okay. That was a pretty good chat. Will is a champion. Congratulations to him. He was kind enough to give us his time when I don't think he knew what fucking time was at that point. Yeah, massive shout out to Will. You got any other shout outs while we're, you know, getting out of this shit show?
Yes, David Cameron, the nicest man in Guildball. Thank you for my Cena. You know I love you, man.
That's a pretty big thank you. I think the label of nicest man in Guildball is probably pretty fair too. So,
well, I think it's him and Charles Nurse are locked in a death spiral fighting for that title.
And they just out nice each other. They don't actually wrestle for the title.
No, it's all just, you know, it's all politeness and tea.
I wouldn't mind thinking. I know we kind of chatted about WTC and the Carball. My WTC opponents, Jacob Timon from Poland, Nicholas, my French opponent, Niklas, the Swedish legend that he is playing Rats, and Pat Van Value, all champs, fantastic games with all of them, even though some of them beat me. I mean, yeah.
But you know what, Campbell, you can't keep a good man down.
No. I like going down. Who have you been speaking to?
I mean, like, this is the thing, isn't it? We're playing catch-up here. There's been a whole bunch of stuff that's happened in the interim. WTC happened, Worlds happened, Double Dodge didn't happen as regularly as it should have.
I blame me for that. I think there's some serious New York marathoning that transpired in between that.
You ran a marathon.
Just thought I'd run a marathon in true Double Dodge fashion. I managed to double dodge myself away from one Mike Klein, so I wouldn't mind apologising to him. I did see him while I was running. He didn't see me, and at that point I was about five deep away from him and just about taken away by the surge of the enthusiastic runners, and couldn't kind of loop around for fear of dying.
Yeah, that's a dramatic tale, but I'm also mindful that you should never apologise to Mike Klein because it makes him stronger.
No, fair. I've just lost some of my soul there, haven't I?
Yeah, you got plenty to go around, mate. You're okay. You're one of the good ones. Yeah, as always, Jesse, the Sex Rex Heist, master of Free City Games Sex Dungeon. You can buy your Guildball crack there. You can buy other stuff there. I don't advise buying other stuff. But you can use his promo code DoubleDodge10, DoubleDodge10, for 10% off your Guildball purchases. Jesse Heiss, embrace him.
Yeah. Just a footnote to that. Jesse Heiss, when he goes to tournaments, he makes sure he gets accommodation on his own just in case he picks up, which I think is optimistic, but it's also kind to his fellow friends to not subject them to, you know, anything untoward.
You've seen the head on that fucker. There's no way he's not picking up.
Yeah, exactly.
It's
exactly.
Like, you look at that head, and then the mouth opens and words start coming out, and it's just like, where am I?
Yeah.
I've been transported to a magical land.
He's a legend. He is a legend of the community. Supports pretty much any and every tournament that goes around and gives prize support. I think he does it without even, you know, doing the maths on how much it's costing his business. That's how kind he is.
The best kind of businessman.
Maybe. we'll see in a year or two, maybe.
Sure.
He's a legend. The only other thing would be a Patreon. If you want to support our shit show, patreon.com/doubledodge. We have some dice coming out. I'm still waiting on the next lot. We have David yourself. You've posted some beautiful images of them and also posted some to one David Cameron.
Yeah, that guy deserves them. He's the best.
Yeah. He's a legend. So if you want some, hit us up on anywhere, just anywhere in Guildball. We will respond at some
anywhere
point.
Anywhere in Guildball.
Yeah, that's a new location.
Guildballistan, the nation of Guildballistan. hey, Campbell, guess what?
What?
As of today, your boy's Apex Predator. I'm gonna brag about it because Aaron Wilson dropped off Longshanks and bumped me up to number one.
Get out!
Yeah, number one Hunter's player. Boom!
My God!
Come at me, bitches!
Yeah, boom! I like this. Right, it's on. Let's go, freaking bear!
Sure won't be for long, but I'll enjoy it while it lasts.
Yeah, we got CanCon coming up. I reckon you'll wreck face. You know, I got that feeling. And speaking of which, actually, CanCon, sign up, don't be shit, mainly because the nature of the way the sign-ups work, we get squashed out if we don't have numbers signed up to the tournament. So really get in, put your money down.
Yeah, so you can jump on you can Google CanCon 2019 and it'll take you to the page where you can buy your ticket. Matty Graham's also thrown some stuff up on Facebook, I believe, in the Guildball Australia page. So nice. Get on it. Should be fun. It was fun last year. It's going to be fun this year.
Yeah, we might put some Double Dodge dice down as possibly some prize support of some description. Yep. Let's throw them out there.
Yeah. You're going to make this one, mate. You're going to keep your rectum intact this time around?
Well, from all means that I can anticipate are coming at me, I will try not to be in hospital this year or next year even. More importantly, I want Double Dodge to go back to back to back.
Back to back to back.
And really, I'm just looking at you for that. So, you know.
Well, I mean, I hear back to back to back is what Jesse does when he hires these places for himself. It's all part of the plan. Also, call back to your rectum being intact. Not
fair. I can't wait to see those guys. It's going to be awesome.
Me too. It's the best. It's my favourite tournament in Australia.
Yeah, by far. So, get on down there. If you're closer than us, which most people are, other than people in WA. So get the fuck over there. It costs us way more than it does the Kiwis to get there, so do it.
Yep. I think that's it. Pretty sure.
No, I got nothing else. I'm spent.
Yeah, didn't have anything to... No, that's not true. The old Double Dodge is running on fumes at the moment, but, you know, we're about to hit holidays. We'll see what happens.
Yeah. We could still land this plane somewhere.
I'm gonna start the Wang machine.
Do it.
Why would you sell the tape a gerbil so it doesn't explode when you shit?